I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over half of the world's 35 million refugees come from only three countries, Afghanistan, Syria, and Ukraine. Today, on World Refugee Day, we'll learn what God's people are doing in Ukraine. Transworld Radio ministers to people on the run and in war zones. TWR's Alenka Stevenson says,
they visit a lot of churches, so that's one of their main activities besides recordings. They try to minister in counseling to those people as they travel and visit.
Whether in person or through daily radio programming, TWR Ukraine shares the hope only Christ can give.
Their goal is just to help them with the current situation, but bringing them to the source of peace, source of hope, to Jesus.
Serving people in the middle of a war isn't easy, but it's absolutely essential. Read the full story at our website to learn how you can be part of the solution. And the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held a gospel festival in Mongolia several months ago. Now, Mongolian believers are taking the same gospel festival model to six more towns this summer. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says they're providing scripture for distribution. They've already done the first festival and saw the Holy Spirit move.
When the invitation was given to follow Christ, there were 385 people that stepped forward to receive the Lord as their personal Savior. And before this event, there were 700 believers. Now there are 385 new believers. The body of Christ in one day grew by 55%. This is a real Pentecost moment.
Pray spiritual revival in Mongolia. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.